Second Corinthians chapter number 4. Second Corinthians chapter number 4, starting at verse number 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to use those very scriptures, amen, for my points here in the message today. And I'd like to take a text. I've never took a text, I don't think, from this. I have mentioned this, but many of you probably remember the commencement speech that Winston Churchill gave many years ago. Amen. He was invited to give a commencement speech at a graduation. And I'm going to quote to you his entire speech here in just a minute.
Come on.
Praise God. And so he was invited to that commencement speech to speak to them young people that were graduating. And ever the place packed out, I mean as many as they could fill in that place, packed out to listen to the great Winston Churchill speak. Amen. When it became his time to give his speech, he came to the podium and he said these words: never give up.
Yeah.
Never give up. Never give up.
Yeah.
Three stanzas. He said, never give up three times, and he sat down.
Hallelujah.
So if the Lord had helped us here today, I'm going to preach on never give up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Never give up. Praise God. We've built some of the biggest and some of the best buildings that the world has ever seen. It seems as though America has been on a gravy train for decades. Amen. Money comes easy. Money goes easy. We've built some of the finest businesses. We've built some of the finest automobiles. We've built the finest of planes and trains and all sorts of technologies. Amen. I was thinking just a few moments ago, when I ponder, you know, you could ponder over your life. I'm younger than some of you. I'm older than others. Amen. But you could look back over your life and think about all the things that have come to pass since you've been alive.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I'm old enough to remember the invention of the cell phone. Praise God. Now, I don't remember the soundtracks, the 8-track tapes or whatever y'all talk about. That's before my time. Amen. I do remember cassette tapes, and that's a thing of the past.
Yeah.
And then we had CDs, and that's a thing of the past. Now, you can't buy a vehicle with a CD player out now. You know that?
Come on.
And everything's a USB plug-in. Amen. And how the times change. Amen. It's hard to keep up with the changing of the times, isn't it? Praise God. And I tell you, I wonder, and once again, I probably just read enough of the news to be dangerous, but this whole banking issue that's going on right now, I don't know how many several major banks have folded recently. Amen. And a lot of them's out there in Silicon Valley, and I understand that's where mega millions are from all the people that works at Apple and Tesla and all these big-time companies that are coming up, and these banks have been folding. Amen. And I tell you what, it just seems like, I didn't come to preach doom and gloom today. I come actually to preach opposite of that. Amen.
Come on.
But it seems to me like in America that the gravy train's about over. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Ah, yes. But my first point I'd like to preach to us, if the Lord would help us, is point number one. Amen. He said that I am troubled. Amen. But not distressed. What does that mean? It means pinned. Amen. Pressed rather, but not pinned. It's really an athletic term. Paul spoke very much in athletic terms. Amen. And really, I got to looking into this, and it speaks a lot of wrestling. Amen.
Yeah.
And me and the boys will wrestle around the house, and for a long time, they didn't understand it. I'd pin them down, and I'd say, 1, 2, 3, ding, 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 I'm the champion. Amen. And that rings a bell with many of us. We understand that in the wrestling realm of things, if you get pinned and your shoulders are touching the ground and you're pinned and that referee smacks that 3 times, you're out. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul said, I have been pressed, but I'm not pinned. Amen. What was he saying? He said the referee's knocked it one time. He's knocked it two times. Amen. The old enemy thought he had me, but I got up. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Never give up. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. Pressed but not pinned. Amen. Thank God. We get perplexed at times, but we must turn over. Amen. And get back up and fight some more. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I think about the things that families get perplexed about today. They get perplexed about finances. Amen. They get perplexed about frustrations of employment and jobs and amen. Raising kids. Amen. Raising the kid ain't no gravy train, is it? Great God. Amen. Oh, yes, families. Amen. The fear of tomorrow, the fear of the unknown, never knowing what might happen. Praise God. But I come to tell you here today, amen, I've been pressed. Amen. Oh, yes, I've been serving the Lord over 25 years. Amen. I don't look that old, do I? Praise God. Woo! Look a lot older than that, according to most people. Amen. Hey, amen. But you know what? I've been pressed, but I've never been pinned. Amen. I've had no referee say one, two, amen. And the devil said, great God, I've got him this time. But right in the nick of time, I get back up. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. Hey, I come to tell us here today, you can get back up. Amen. I come to tell somebody, amen. The devil says, I've got you right where I need you. Amen. Oh, I'm trying to wait on the Lord here. Amen. I've got you where I need you. Amen. And I've about got you pinned, and the third slam of the count is about to come down, and the old referee's going to grab the opponent's hand and raise it in the air and say, here's the winner of the match. I come to tell you, devil, I'm not pinned just yet. Hallelujah. Amen. He probably had Peter. Amen. Oh, yes, Peter. Amen. Had denied the Lord. Peter was out there in a place that he should not be. He was pressed, but he was not pinned. God, hey, he had him down. Amen. He had him afar off, out there cooling and warming his hands by the fire. But guess what, devil? Amen. I heard the slam. One. Amen. Two. But Peter got back up.
Yeah.
I said he got back up, Brother Daniel. And there was a Pentecost. And Peter preached, amen, that great sermon on the day of Pentecost. And thousands got saved. I said he got back up. And I've come to tell somebody on a Sunday afternoon, just because you've been pressed, just because your back has been on the canvas, don't mean you can't get up again. Hey, God. Hey, amen. Oh, yes. Glory be to God. Amen. What about Jonah? I thought about Jonah. Amen. He had been pinned. The Lord said, Jonah, go down and preach to Nineveh. Go down and preach to that wicked city. Jonah didn't want to go preach. They were the enemies of Israel. And Jonah said, no, Lord. He got on the boat. Amen. Going to Joppa. He got on the boat. Going the opposite direction of where he should have been going. Anybody in this house ever went the wrong direction?
Sure.
You ever did opposite of what you feel like the Lord told you ought to do? That was Jonah. Jonah got on that boat. And a lot of people don't believe this, but I believe it. I preached it multiple times through the years. I believe Jonah was on that boat. And I believe what the Bible said. There was a bad storm come up. Amen. And they cast lots, and Jonah was the culprit. So they got rid of him. And they cast him overboard. Amen. And the Bible said that a great fish, hallelujah, came up and swallowed old Jonah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Isn't that a great portrait of somebody out of the will of God that just a sour fish can't digest you? Come on. I said it before. Amen. The worst place in all the world to be is out of the will of God. Come on now. You get out of the will of God, even a whale's going to spit you up. Come on. And that great whale, it swallowed Jonah. Amen. It made that whale so sick that he went to the land and vomited out Jonah. Hey God. And Jonah heard the word of the Lord. Amen. The Bible said, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah a second time. Hey God. Amen. I hear the slamming, the referee slamming the hand. One, two. But Jonah got back up. Hey. And the Bible said, Jonah was a great way. Amen. He got him a ticket and he went to where God said go. And he started heading to Nineveh. Amen. It was a day's journey. Amen. Outside of the city. And he began to cry. God's going to destroy this city if you don't repent and give your life and heart to God. He started crying. Amen. And preaching before he ever got in town. Hey, and I hear Jonah got up. Hey, you might be down. You might, thank God, be distressed, but not perplexed. Hey, hey, been pressed, but not pinned. You might be down, but you can get back up. Oh, yes. Glory to God. I read about Jacob who took the birthright of Esau. Amen. Oh, yes. I said he took his own brother's birthright. Esau wanted to kill him. You know the story of how all that goes. But thank God, it looked like Jacob had been pinned. Amen. But oh, he had only been pressed. And the gavel came down one, two, and Jacob got up. Hey, how you know that, Brother Jason? I tell you how I know it. Because there was a day Jacob grabbed a hold of that angel and he wrestled with that angel all night long when he come across the brook Jabbok. Come on now. And he grabbed a hold of that angel. Some believe it was an angel. I believe it was Jesus Christ. Come on now. All right. He got a hold of the Lord. Amen. And that angel, the Bible said, amen, but began to break day. And it said, Jacob, turn me loose. Turn me loose. And Jacob said, no, I'm not going to turn you loose. I'm pinned. Amen. I've got a count of two against me. And I want to get up. Hey, you know what happened? Amen. The Bible said that that angel touched the hollow of his thigh. Amen. And Jacob never walked the same again. Great God in heaven. Yeah. And he said, this day your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but your name shall be called Israel. Amen. A prince with God. Hey, I come to tell us, you can get up, Jacob. You can get up, Jonah. You can get up, Peter. There's another count left. Don't lay there. Don't give up and quit. There's still fight left in the battle. There's still race left in the run. Hey, I come to tell us, don't give up.
Amen. All right.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
What a more beautiful story than John Mark.
Yeah.
Sure.
Woo!
Come on.
I love it.
Come on.
Amen. Mark got a little bit homesick. He got out there preaching with the big guns. Paul and Barnabas, lifelong, amen, evangelists, lifelong preachers of the gospel. And old Mark got out there with the big guns and he got a little homesick. He was ready to go home. And Paul said, get him out of here. Amen. When we needed him most, he wasn't strong enough. He had to go back home. Amen. He had a couple of slams. One, two. Mark, look like you're bowed out. But thank God, somewhere, Mark got back up. Amen. I said he got back up. How you know that, Brother Jason? Because he wrote one of the four gospels. John Mark. Come on now. I said he wrote one of the gospels. And Paul, in his ministry, said, send Mark, great God, for he's profitable unto me and to the ministry. What happened? I tell you what happened. He got pressed, he got knocked down, but he got back up.
Yes.
Praise God.
Glory.
Thank you.
I need to read you this. I've read this before. This always intrigues me. I just took a photo. I found it back there.
Amen. Of a man some of you may have heard of. His name is Abraham Lincoln. Hey, God.
Abraham Lincoln, the title of this little article that I love to look back and read, is called Abraham Lincoln Never Quit.
Never Quit.
Praise God. You can Google it and find it. Probably the greatest example of persistence is Abraham Lincoln. If you want to learn about somebody who didn't quit, look no further than Abraham Lincoln. Born into poverty, Lincoln was faced with defeat through his life. He lost 8 elections. Twice he failed in business. Suffered a nervous breakdown. Amen. He could have quit many times, but he didn't, because, amen, it was in him not to quit. Hey, God. I thought as I was sitting back there in that office, we don't have a lot of dictionaries today as far as in book form. I'm old enough to see that too. When we had the Britannica, you know, remember the Encyclopedia Britannica? Line the shelves, you can find all that. Amen. Even a little phone right here.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Amen. But I tell you what, I was thinking back there, Brother Earl. I said, oh God, help me, Lord. Amen. To eliminate 2 words out of every dictionary in my office. Amen. Amen. Help me, God, to get rid of the word quit. Help me, God, to get rid of the word compromise. It ought to be easy. They both start with K. Hey, when I come to tell us, get it out of your vocabulary. Tell the devil, I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. I'm not compromising. You thought you had me, but I got back up. You thought you had me down, but I said, I got back up.
Right, hey, yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
Seven, you're still trying to get there.
Thank you.
Woo! Oh, yes. Glory be to God. Don't ever quit. Don't ever give up.
Right.
Praise God.
Yes.
I got all kinds of stuff. Amen. Perplexed, he said, number 2, but not in despair. An athletic term. Amen. That meant there's no hope. Where there's no way through, there's no hope. Make a way.
Make a way.
Ever been this is athletic speaking.
Come on.
Thank God. I didn't play a lot of football, but I played some. And I'm not here to brag about those days. I remember playing Brother Earl, and I was, believe it or not, tall as I am, I used to be fast as lightning about 50 pounds ago. Amen. They'd give me that ball, and my dad could tell you. Amen. Most of the time, it was off to the races. Hey, Raylan's a driver's head teacher. Come by and dropped her off the other day. Oh, money. He taught Michelle, driver's head, years ago. And he fell out some Gilbert. He wouldn't talk about Gilbert, whoever he is coaching for. He said, man, every time we played against Gilbert, we run up against them Mounce boys. Amen. There was 3 Mounce brothers, Daniel Mounce and all 3 of his brothers. And I'm not here bragging. I don't want you to think I am. But them Mounce boys took Gilbert to the championship, or at least to the championship game 2 or 3 times. 1 year they won it all. Amen. Me and Daniel Mounce were saying, grade. Hey man, I come up, I was playing, and I really got serious about serving God. Hey man, I got convicted of all the things that was going on back in them buses, and the language and all the rigmarole that I was in. Hey man, it's just a bad environment. Hey man, and I got convicted of all that, and I quit. Hey God, I quit the ball games. I quit the football. I quit the baseball. I quit it all. And my dad's here. He got upset at me. He got aggravated at me. The coaches, amen, they kept saying, Jason, amen. All them Mouse boys, amen. And money's in bra. I hadn't thought of that in years. Oh, money brought it up. And they told me, they said, them Mouse boys took us to the championship. And they tell me this. I don't know if this is the truth or not. But they tell me, they say, you're better than them Mouse boys. We need you to win it all. Amen. But I come to tell the devil, amen, I got saved and I got in church, and I'd rather win it all for him and for heaven than I would the state. Glory to God. Hey, I come to tell you, devil, I said I'm going to get me a hole like a big fullback coming through the line, making a hole where there was no hole. Thank God I come to tell us that's the way it's been for me in my life. I've looked out and the devil said, I'm going to shut you down. I'm going to block you. I'm going to stop you. But out of nowhere, the Lord made a way where there was no way. I come to shout it in the mouth of hell right here today. Ain't been perplexed, but not in despair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That preacher who never complains, even though he's got catechumpuses in his church. You know what a catechumpus is?
Bless you, Lord. Come on, brother.
Some of you look at me like a K and quit. Come on, brother. Catechumpus is them gripers, them complainers. Come on now. Every time you go to church, them moaners. All they do is moan and groan. Come on.
Yeah.
You can't have church like that. Did you know that? You can't have church. Amen. This is the place. Amen. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. David never griped when he got in church. David never complained when he came through the doors. Enter his courts with a praise and with thanksgiving. And he said, thank you, Lord. I'm in your house. I could be in a graveyard. I could be in a hospital. I could be dead. I could be on dope. I could have a needle in my arm. I could be an alcoholic. But thank God I'm in your house. Hey, I come to tell us, never give up.
Listen.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me give up.
Well, I feel a lot better.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, all that pain. Woo! Hey, man. Great God in heaven. Amen. Lincoln, his family was forced out of their home. He had to work to support his own family before he was ever of age. His mother died, 1818. He failed in business, 1831. He ran for state legislature, 1832, and lost. Amen. He lost his job that very same year. Amen. So he wanted to go to law school, but he couldn't get in. He borrowed money from a friend to start another business. Amen. In 1833. And by the end of that year, he went bankrupt. 1834, he ran for state legislature again, but he won. Hey, God. 35, he was engaged to get married to his childhood sweetheart, but she died, and his heart was broken for years. 1836, he had a total nervous breakdown and was in bed for 6 months. 1838, he sought to become the speaker. Amen, of the legislature, but he was defeated. In 1840, he sought to become elector. He was defeated. Amen. 43, he ran for Congress and he lost. 46, he went for Congress again. This time he won. He went to Washington and did a great job. 48, he ran for re-election of Congress, but he lost. 49, amen, he sought the job of a land officer of his home state, but he was rejected. 54, he ran for Senate of the United States of America, but he lost. 56, I'm about where I need to be. Amen, he sought for vice president nomination at his party's national convention. Amen, and he lost. 58, he ran for U.S. Senate. Amen, again, but he lost. But in 1860, he ran for president of the United States of America. A lifelong feat of being defeated. A lifelong defeat, amen, of being rejected. But in 1860, he ran for president of the United States of America. And guess what? He won. Amen. He never gave up.
Never.
Hey, he never gave up. I come to tell somebody right here today, don't give up. Keep on trying. Get up. Hey, amen. The enemy's got you pinned. He's got your shoulder on the canvas. Get up. You don't have to quit. You don't have to be rejected.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That's right.
Yes.
Be a winner.
Be a winner.
And I got to be careful here. I know society's different today than it was when I was a boy. When I was a boy, if you lost, you didn't get a trophy.
Yeah. Right.
Well, where'd you go, Earl?
You just went home.
You went home.
That's then it.
You lost, you went home.
Yeah.
Nowadays, everybody gets a trophy. Losers get a trophy. Winners get a trophy. Everybody gets a trophy. This old preacher said, him and his boy was watching a tennis match and said that old... Amen. Guy finally beat the better of the tennis, you know. The guy that should have won the match lost. And said when that match was over, he went over there. And he went to the other side and shook his hand and said, congratulations on the win. And that little boy looked at his dad and said, Dad, if I ever lose, is that how I'm supposed to act? Amen. That dad said, no. Amen. Don't do that. He said, what am I supposed to do? He said, you go over there and you take that tennis racket and you're clobbering me. Hey, I'm not condoning that, but what I am condoning is, great God, learn to be a winner. Amen. Learn. I got me down, but I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna keep on. Great God, I'm getting up.
Yeah.
I like to tell about Jack Hiles.
Yeah.
Michelle knows I listen to him quite a bit. I love listening to him tell that story. He only weighed like 100 pounds when he graduated high school.
Yeah.
He was a reject, really. Everybody said he'll never be nothing. 100-pound senior. Great God, I think I weighed 100 pounds in the sixth grade. Amen. Woo! Anyway, old Jack Hiles always wanted to be a paratrooper. So he entered a paratrooper. He had the brains to pass all the tests to get in. But everybody said he just didn't have the stamina, the strength, the ability to make. So he said he wanted to prove everybody wrong. Hey, amen. They got down there in them calisthenics and all that training that you got to do to get in there. Hey, amen. If you don't finish that training, Brother George, you go home. Hey, amen. I love hearing him tell this. He said they got to that place where they got that 90-pound, hey, amen, field pack on their back. He said that 90-pound pack, hey, amen, weighed about as much as I did. And you had to, the first day, you had to run a mile. Second day, 2 miles. Third day, 3 miles. You get to drift. Amen. By the 10th day, you got to run 10 miles with that 90-pound pack on your back. Amen. I heard him preaching this. Amen. Many years later, he said, now I got a 90-pound pack on my front. Amen. Hey, God. Hey. But I come to tell us, amen, he said he got to the 10th day. He had to get to cross that finish line, or he went back home. Amen. He said, I got 100 yards from the finish line, and I got so disoriented, and I got so sick. Amen, he had been fighting some type of virus. Amen, he had a high fever. Should have been out there running. But if he didn't finish, he had to go home. Sickness didn't matter. Amen. He said, I got 100 yards from the finish line. And I began to, I passed out. Amen. He said, I didn't know what happened. I woke up. He said, in my own vomit. He said, vomit in my face and my face in the sand. And he said, all I could think was, amen, everybody said I'd never make it. Maybe they're right. He said, but all of a sudden, he felt a kick in his side. And that old sergeant kicked him and said, Hiles, get up. Amen. Get up. Glory. And old Hiles said, that sergeant got down in his face and said, Hiles, in this military, if you can't run and if you can't walk, you crawl.
across the finish line.
Yes, sir. Yes, Lord.
Woo! Praise God.
Amen.
Jim Ryan, we have some records for racing. I forget, you know, I don't remember all them 100 yards. He was a long runner. Probably held the record for a 1 mile, I think it was. But anyway, in one of the Olympic years, Jim Ryan was picked to win it all. But in the qualifying rounds, hey man, you had to finish the qualifying rounds, and they shot the gun and they took off. Ryan looked like he was doing like he always did, leading the pack. And he got tangled up. His feet got tangled up with the runner beside him. Amen. And they couldn't get untangled and they fell. And Ryan, when he fell, he busted his face and his chin and his head. And it busted him up pretty good. Amen. Well, he got up out of it. And by this time, them Olympic runners was way ahead of him. And naturally, there's no way he could catch up. Amen. So he got up. Amen. Hurting bad. He started limping. And then he started jogging. Amen. The other fellow that fell, he just stayed down. Amen. Realized, what no sense, I'm disqualified. But old Jim Ryan, he got up. And he started running. And he started running. Amen. Yeah, he was last place. Amen. He got disqualified. But when he crossed the finish line, they cheered. Amen. And they cheered him on because he never gave up. He said, I came to finish. And that's what I did. I come to tell somebody in this house today, that's the kind of attitude you need. Never give up. Never quit. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Praise God.
Yes.
Brother Earl, there's been a lot of preachers come and go far more talented than I am. There's been a lot of preachers come and go. Amen. But you know what? They quit.
Yeah.
There's something to be said about somebody that don't quit.
All right.
Hallelujah. Woo!
Yeah.
Hey! My dad's here. Amen. And I can testify to this fact. That's one thing my dad pumped in my brain when I was a young boy growing up. He always told me, son, I ain't going to raise a quitter. Amen. Hey, God. I'm not going to raise a quitter. Amen. 41 years old. And I can testify to this fact, I'm not a quitter. I can testify to this fact, I've been pinned. 1, 2, and the devil said, that's all of it. But I didn't quit. I got back up. And I come to tell somebody, that's what you need to do. You need to get up.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Woo!
Jesus.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Not forsaken.
I'm so glad God is with us all the way.
Yeah.
Even until the end of the world. Aren't you glad of that?
Yes.
Amen.
I ain't got time to preach that, so I got to get to 4 point. Cast down, but not destroyed. What was Paul saying? Paul said, sometimes you're going to get knocked down. But you ain't knocked out.
All right.
Woo! Glory! Amen. Old fella said he was going down a city and he seen these two boys fighting. So, naturally, sound like one of them's kin to my sister. Amen. I remember in high school, anytime there's a fight going on, most times she was either one fighting or one egging it on. Amen. That's the way my sister was. She loved a good fight. Amen. Well, these old two boys were fighting, and this guy said, I should have broke it up sooner, but I was giving that little feller a chance to redeem himself. He said, but that big old boy hit that feller, knocked him down. He said, I think I counted 7 times.
times, and he knocked that smaller boy down. Amen. And so he said, I jumped out of my car and said, hey, boys, knock it off. Knock it off for one of you get hurt. And he said, one of them boys hollered. And he said, no, sir. No, don't stop the fight. He said, to my surprise, it wasn't the one that was getting the better of it. It was the one that had been knocked down 7 times. And that little boy looked at that man and he said, don't stop it yet. He said, you don't understand. It takes me a while to catch my second wind. He said, but when I get my second wind, I'm going to whoop this big lord. The preacher said, amen, glory, that it was a compelling message. So he stood back and let the little boy fight a while longer. He said, it wasn't long, and a little boy caught his second wind. He said, sure enough, he started whipping that big boy. Sure enough, he started getting the better of him. He said, when I got in my car and drove off, he said he had that big boy knocked down on the ground with one foot on the ground and one foot up on the chest with his hand raised high. I got him, man. I got him. Hey, if he'd have quit, he'd have never won. I come to tell him, devil, you thought you had me. You thought you had me. But thank God, I'm about to catch my second wind. I'm not going to get up.
Thank you.
Don't stop the fight. Keep on fighting.
Keep on.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. I'm talking to people who could do something great for God. But every time the going gets tough, you want to quit.
Come on.
I'm going to preach to you. I preach to you today something that every one of you need to hear.
Yes, sir.
I never seen a generation that don't want to fight. They don't want to stand up for nothing.
Yeah.
I never seen people, when the opposition gets strong, they just give up and walk the other way. Never give up.
Amen.
Never.
Never. Never.
Never.
Never give up.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Yeah, that's the natural, but I'd like to speak that spiritually.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Don't
let the devil talk you out of what you have. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you that you ain't worth saving. Don't let the devil tell you that you can't serve God. Don't let the devil tell you that you'll never get in this thing like you need to be. Great God, I tell you what you need to do. You need to fight back and don't give up.
Amen.
Right. Stand with me in this house. I'm done.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Young people, don't ever let your faith be shaken. The Bible is the Word of God. Holiness is right. God's Word is still in style.
Yes.
Listen to me, girls. Age including my girls. Listen to me, boys. Stacy's boys, I know they're young. Weston, amen. All you young people who's here tonight, listen to me. That word right there, that B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, is the Word of God.
Come on, man.
Yes.
Come on.
You're going to need this one day. If you get off in college and listen to some knucklehead tell you, amen, that the Bible is just some book that was written, it might shake your faith. But I come to tell you, the Bible is the Word of God. I come to tell you Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. I come to tell you that we're not crazy. Salvation is real. You can be saved. God can live in your heart. And the Word of God is God's Word.
Yes.
All right.
There's a few things in life that you got to get right or your faith will be shaken all your life.
True.
Right.
You've got to understand that the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, is God's Word. It's not just some book that was written. Amen. Like Bill tried to tell me the other day. It's just not some book that they found. Amen. Where Jesus is a prophet and not the Son. And Jesus is the Son of God.
Right.
And the Word of God is God's Word to God's people.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Sure. I tell you what, why is that important, Brother Jason? Because if you don't get some basic principles down pat, when your faith gets shaken, you'll quit.
That's right. Come on.
You're right.
Yep.
Woo. Sir, soon, Lord.
Glory.
you'll quit.
Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to go fight the devil after this sermon because I preach hard. And I preach to you what I believe.
Right.
And I'm going to go fight the devil after this sermon right here.
Guaranteed.
Preachers, people think preachers just go preach a message and just walks on out the door. Oh, no. I'm going to fight hell this week.
Right, Brother Jason.
I'm going to fight the devil and the hordes of hell this week for what I preach tonight.
Right.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
In there.
I come to tell you, learn. You read the Word of God and you let God's Word soak in your heart, and you learn, and you if you tell God to burn it in your heart, His precepts and His Word. Once you get it in there, you'll not give up. You'll not quit.
Bless Him, Lord.
I've had them make fun of me, Brother Tommy. I've had them call me old fogey. I've had them make fun of my family. I've had a lot of things, and I'm not going to go into all that. But guess what, Brother George? And I've always been this way. And I hope my kids can get it like old dad. Amen. Like old mom. I tell you what. I don't care, Brother George. They can make fun of me till the cows come home. It ain't going to change what I believe.
Amen.
Glory.
They can call me old fogey. They can call me the spitting, sweating preacher. None of that fazes me whatsoever. Why? Because I done determined, amen, a day years ago what I believe.
Amen.
Listen to me. I'm talking to some people in here that need to get figured out what you believe.
That's right.
Because until you burn that into the tablets of your heart, you're always going to be wishy-washy, up, down, never able to figure out what it is that you're going to stand for.
Right. You're right. Come on.
Well, we're at the fourth part of this service. Pray for me, brother.
Bless.
Holy God. Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to fight the devil hot this week.
Praise you, Jesus.
Is anybody going to pray for me?
Amen.
Oh, yes, God.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy God.
Don't give up.
That's right,
man. Don't give up.
Hallelujah.
They was looking for Church Hill to give them some big fancy speech. But they got what they needed.
They got it.
9 words.
Yeah.
Never give up.
Yep.
Never give up. Never give up.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, mighty God.
Work.
Hallelujah.
Bow your head with me, Lord.
Oh,
Jesus.
I thank you for every single one that you've given me here to preach to today. And I have not taken this assignment lightly. Although I worried much through the night, throbbing in pain, I prayed the Lord that you'd help me today. And God, I feel your help. I feel your strength right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, there's some people in this house that I feel might be shaken this week when the devil says, just give up. It ain't worth standing for. But Lord, you spoke to my heart to tell this people, never give up. Distressed. Depressed. Amen. Cast down. Not forsaken. Never give up.
Thank you, Jesus.
The devil's counting, Brother Daniel. 1. 2. You can still get up. Hallelujah. Well, she begins to play here. This is an important altar call. Somebody needs to. Hey, I'm not against you praying at your seat. But I tell you, we need way more participation up here in this altar. We need some people earnest to get up here and pray in these altars and earnest to get close to God. You can't get close to God unless you get earnest about it. I'll say amen to that since I ain't got no amens on there. Amen. We need to get earnest about our faith and what we believe. Who'd be the first one to step out here today and say, God, I want to get in here, Lord, and give you my all. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's get in these altars. Let's get up here and pray, God, I'm not going to give up. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Praise God.